Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today we're going to be diving into redefining community in the context of motherhood. Now, before we dive into this, I think it's really important that we establish something on the front end. And that fact is, you are worth fighting for in community. You are valuable, you are loved, and you are worth it. So if you don't believe that, then the rest of this whole conversation around community is going to be really hard to hit home, because you're thinking, well, why would I try that hard? Who would want to get to know me? Who would want to step into this? Who would want to be a part of my life? It's nothing special. But I'm here to tell you that you are special and you are loved and you are worth it. So we're going to just lay that out on the front end. I know this is like a constant thing that we're having to fight and tell ourselves and live into that truth. We have to hold on to that truth in the middle of that. Okay. So you are worth it. I'll say it one more time. You are worth it. So now let's dive in and see what it's all about. How do we redefine this in the context of motherhood? Welcome to Becoming a Mindful Mom. I'm your host, Courtney Tong, and I'm a wife and a mom who believes that our spiritual life doesn't have to be stale and stoic, but that it can be beautiful and flowing into every part of our life, our marriage, and our motherhood. If you are tired of feeling overwhelmed, isolated, and simply surviving in motherhood, you are not alone. I want to equip you with the tools to have healthy boundaries, authentic connections with others, and a flourishing spiritual life. If you are ready to become the best version of you as a beloved daughter of the King, as a spouse, as a mom, as a friend, you are in the right place. I want you to go to the microwave, grab the tea or coffee that you already forgot about, throw some ice in it like we did it on purpose, and let's get started. Now, spoiler alert, this episode is not about a list of, you know, ways to hang out with your friends or how to invite people over or kind of like the practical getting together with people. This is more of like the concept behind it, right? So what do we get to do in community, in motherhood? One thing that I have noticed for myself is that it's given me a chance to extend grace backwards, which sounds silly, but I had some friends that had kids before me, and I felt like I was a pretty understanding person. I was good with kids. I enjoyed being around, you know, kids and their families, even though we didn't have kids ourselves for the first few years of our marriage. But one example that I like to use, which is kind of funny looking back, but now I'm like, oh shoot, I'm so guilty, is I had one friend who was telling us about the strollers that they had. And she was like, well, and we have a jogger, and then we have a double stroller, and we have this one. And I was like, you have multiple strollers? Why? Who needs that many strollers? Just have a stroller for your kid. That's like, in my head, I just couldn't grasp that. And then I had a kid. And if you walk into my garage, I have a jogger, and I have a, well, it's a single that can convert to a double, and we have our airport stroller. I mean, now I get it. Oh, okay. There really is a reason why there's different kinds of strollers. So that extending grace backwards was just kind of looking back and going, oh, okay. So that was something silly, but it could also be something, you know, where maybe you just didn't understand why they couldn't make the time, or why they had to respond a certain way, or why they chose to parent a certain way. Once you step into that space, your empathy is then magnified, right? So whether you could be just becoming a mother, or maybe you're somebody that's like adjacent to kids. So maybe an auntie or a nanny or a step parent or somebody that's involved. Maybe you're not the one that gave birth to them, but you are acting in kind of a mother capacity, right? Until you step into something like that, there's just only so much that you can grasp. And again, this is coming from me, who I thought I was very understanding, and I was. Like, it's not that I was totally unsympathetic or empathetic, but I only had so much capacity until I experienced it, right? And then that grace going backwards now then gives me the grace to go forward and say, okay, so if moms are making choices or doing certain things in a way that I don't understand, now I can extend that grace to them. I can give them the benefit of the doubt, or I can get curious, because maybe there's a really good reason that would benefit me to know, because I'm one step behind you. So grace extending backwards and forwards is a really important thing that flows into our community. One of the next ways we're able to redefine what community looks like in the context of motherhood is it just invites us into new levels of vulnerability, which I know doesn't sound exciting, like, oh, yay, I get to be vulnerable. But maybe for some people that is exciting. You haven't had that opportunity. But for some of us, maybe most of us, that sounds a little bit daunting, right? Oh, vulnerability. Okay, so like I have to be real. Yes, we have to be real and not just the app, which I love, but whatever. That's a side note. This vulnerability extends into all different parts of our marriage and our motherhood. This could be with just kind of where we are mentally, emotionally. What are we struggling with? What's going on? To be able to open up and to share that authentically is really inviting that in to a new level of vulnerability. Same thing. As you are having kids, your marriage looks different. It looks very different before kids and after kids. And even the seasons of having kids. Are we in toddlers? Are they a little older? Are they out of the house? So that season of having kids and trying to figure out what your marriage looks like, it doesn't mean you need to go spill the tea of every dirty detail of your marriage and all your struggles. But even to admit that we're having them, or even to admit that, like, oh, it's not what I expected it to be after. I mean, this could be anything from communication to just general expectations of roles, to libido, to anything that comes wrapped in that marriage package, right? Okay, so am I going to be real and I'm going to be vulnerable with that? I don't need to be vulnerable to everybody with that information, but as that opportunity arises in community, probably with other women that are in that same season, stepping out and saying, hey, you know, I'd appreciate prayer on this, or hey, do you have anything that you would suggest? Then possibly one of the hardest parts for me to be vulnerable with is admitting the fact that my life is not together. Nobody's life is, but it feels like it should be for me because I like to be organized and I like to have a plan. And if I just put my mind to it, or if I do the right steps, then why isn't this ordered, or why isn't this happening like I was hoping it would? Well, one, kids. So to invite somebody into that vulnerability of saying, hey, like, you're coming over and my house is kind of a wreck, literally almost unnerved me the first few times that it happened. But I was like, do I wait till the house is clean to invite the people over, or do I just invite them into the real, like, this is where we are? And there's so many things, like, I've tried to, you know, okay, I'm going to declutter, I'm going to do this. And I've done those in phases. But here's the deal. If I start feeling guilty about not decluttering, and then I feel guilty that it's still messy, and then I don't want to invite them over, like, to me, that's cascading, right? Now it's not just, oh, I'm inviting them over and I'm just being real that I have a mess. But in my head, I'm like, oh gosh, so that means that I haven't taken the time to declutter. I haven't taken the time to reorganize. I haven't taken the time, right? I mean, it just could go on forever for any situation. And when I was able to say, hey, like, you're coming over and I cleaned the counter and the dishes that have been sitting there for 5 days are not done, was really embarrassing for me. And then when I go back to the bathroom and take care of my son, give him a bath, and I come back out and my friend is washing my dishes. What? That happened twice. Twice in 2 weeks. Like, when I say that the Lord was so kind in that moment to give me friends that were willing to literally step into my mess and help me clean it up. It just ministered to me in a whole new way that wasn't possible if I had not invited them into that. Now, that doesn't mean every time I come over, I need to have my dishes waiting for my friend, but it means that I'm willing to accept help. Like, I'm willing to say, hey, like, this is a mess. And when she's doing it, like, yeah, I protested a little bit, but then I realized, like, what a sweet gift. Like, she was willing to do this. And again, it happened with another friend the next week. I'm like, what is happening? The Lord just called me into, you need to just receive. This vulnerability then allowed me to receive the gift of kindness from friends in a way that I hadn't experienced in other ways before. And it was very sweet. And if that opportunity arises for you to be that blessing to someone else, I want to encourage you to take it. Because we don't need to sit around, like, moping or hoping that somebody else would do it for us. that's always great and it's such a blessing when it does. But if we're just waiting on it, then we could be disappointed. But if we're saying, hey, I'm going to be proactive and I'm going to be that blessing to someone else, that's really going to end up blessing you in return as well. Okay, now you might say, this is cool, but what if I'm trying to be vulnerable or I'm trying to invite someone in or extend grace, but this person just has up so many walls? Like, what do I do? How do I have deep community with someone that doesn't really seem to want it? I would say start with leaning in. And this is tough and it's not always clean and neat and like the perfect picture of what we expect community to look like. But something that I keep thinking of over and over again, and I'm not saying that the people that are putting up the walls and are hard to connect with are bullies, but what I think about is the example of when kids are being bullied at school, oftentimes the bully is hurting very deeply because of something totally separate. It could be something at home. It could be something that they haven't shared with anyone. And that's kind of coming out as an expression of aggression towards others. If we oftentimes kind of turn and say, okay, so let's do less of like defending myself and more of how can I love on this person so that they are then able to step in to vulnerability in maybe a new way. And I'm not saying you need to be best friends with bullies, but in the context of community and trying to connect with other people, I want to encourage you to start with leaning in and asking good questions of them, and ask the questions that you wish they would ask you in return. So this is kind of similar to the dishes, right? Like, don't just expect them to do it, but lead with that. Lead with the questions, the connection that you wish that they would try to establish, and see how they respond. Give them space. Maybe they're really struggling with something. Give them space to kind of flesh that out and just be a safe person for them to talk to and see where it goes. And then if it is going well, then step into that, right? Continue to go down that path. But if they are not, then I would say, I want to give you permission to bless and release. This has been probably one of the hardest things for me to do, not just in the context of motherhood, but just in the context of what does community look like in general, you know? Permission to bless and release. That just means if this is not working, if this person genuinely has up so many walls and they're refusing to ever give you a peek inside or to invite you into their life or to be vulnerable ever, and it's always a one-sided thing, that's not the definition of community. It's about having things in common to share, it's a mutual back and forth. And sometimes that level varies depending on what our capacities are. Like, maybe I can share more sometimes and then not, but there's still a give and a take. If it's all one-sided, that's draining. That's not what community looks like. If you are constantly finding yourself just dreading that experience and you have tried and tried and tried, you've asked them the good questions, you've been there, you've been available, you've walked through some things with them and they're still just refusing, or maybe they're just negative all the time. Those kind of people, I realized a few years ago, like, those are not the ones I want to spend my time with. As a busy mom, as a working mom, I literally don't have time for that. I do not have time to spend with people who are not pouring into me, who are not being real, who are not willing to admit that, like, this walk with the Lord is not always perfect, but we want to keep trying. We want to keep seeing what it looks like in this context of motherhood, in this context of being a wife, in this context of being busy but still making time for God. If that's not you, then we got to figure something else out. And here's the deal. When you're blessing and releasing, that's not because you're leaving on bad terms. It's because you are saying, I am going to take care of my emotional and mental needs, and I am going to bless you. No hard feelings, but I got to let that go. I got to let that relationship go. And that's okay. Don't feel guilty about that. In the future, I'm sure we'll dig in more of like kind of some fun things to do in community. But again, today is just looking at the big picture of, hey, what do we do? Like, how do we redefine this in the context of motherhood? So giving us that chance to look backwards and forwards, extending grace in new ways. it also gives us a new level of vulnerability. Like, how do we step into new spaces and extend vulnerability and receive grace for ourselves as well? And then if you're really struggling with somebody that is not seeming like they're open to community, you know, go ahead, ask them good questions, dig in, create a safe space for them. And if it's not working out, then we need to bless and release. As a final note, I just want to say I'm so proud of you. The fact that you're willing to even be asking these questions and that you want to see, okay, what could this look like? What does it look like now? That means you're not shying away. It's tough. It's tough to lean into community as a new mom, as a mom with multiple young ones. But when you do it, it can be so beautiful and so rewarding. So I just want to encourage you, hang in there, mama. You've got this, and the Lord has got you in the process. Thank you, sister, for joining me for today's episode. Whether you were preparing dinner, doing laundry, nursing the baby, or commuting to work, I am glad that you brought me along for the journey. And I would love to connect with you over at Instagram or our Facebook group, both of which are linked in the show notes. Or you can shoot me an email. I would love to hear from you.
Don't forget, wish Bobby you feel.
All right, there you have it, folks. Straight from the mouth of babes, that's my son. If you are blessed or encouraged by this episode, it would mean so much to me if you would take a quick moment and leave a review. And if you have a mom friend that you think needs to hear this episode, be sure to share it with them as well. All right, girlfriend, may you continue to rest in the peace of God amidst the craziness of motherhood. Meet you back here next week.